This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
It's O-Behave with Arden Moore, the show that teaches you how to have harmony in the household with your pets. Join Arden as she travels coast to coast to help millions better understand why cats and dogs do what they do. Get the latest scoop on famous faces, their perfectly pampered pets, and who's walking who in Rin Tin Tinseltown. From famous pet experts and best-selling authors to television and movie stars, you'll get the latest buzz from wagging tongues and tails, garner great pet tips, and have a doggone fur-flying fun time. So get ready for the pause and applause as we unleash your O-Behave host, America's pet edutainer, Arden Moore.
Pause up, pet pals. Welcome to the O-Behave show on Pet Life Radio. I'm your host, Arden Moore. Hey, the wrath from Mother Nature this summer has been intense. Floods, wildfires, and tornadoes have hit all parts of our country. Now, how can we keep ourselves and our pets safe? Here to unleash some great safety weather tips is the top dog in the world of veterinary medicine. Woohoo! Yep, our special guest is the president of the American Veterinary Medical Association. Please join me in welcoming Dr. Michael Q. Bailey. Welcome, welcome, Dr. Bailey.
Hey, fantastic to be here. And let's go for a walk.
I know. And I understand you have a sweet senior dog named Sasha. So we're going to dive into some safety tips for the weather, but we got to take this quick break so you all know the drill. Sit, stay. We'll be right back.
Time for a pause. Four furry ones, actually. Sit and stay. O-Behave will be right back.
Oh, sure. It's all fun and games until someone ends up in a cone. That's right. We're animals. Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Holy hound dog. Hi, this is Burt Ward, and you're listening to the O-Behave Show with Arden Moore on Pet Life Radio. Listen every week, same pet time, same pet channel.
O-Behave is back with more tail-wagging ways to achieve harmony in the household with your pets. Now, back to your fetching host, America's pet edutainer, Arden Moore.
Welcome back to the O-Behave Show on Pet Life Radio. I'm your host, Arden Moore. I am honored, delighted to have on our show the president of the American Veterinary Medical Association. That is Dr. Michael Q. Bailey. Welcome, Dr. Bailey. And I'm just so curious, what's the Q stand for?
Quinton.
Quinton. Nice. All right. So crazy weather. Crazy, crazy weather. And our dogs, our cats do not sweat like we do. They don't have skin pores. So I'm hoping we're taking our dog out for a walk. Please, can you unleash a few good tips to keep them from getting heat exhaustion or worse, heat stroke?
I'm going to back up just a little bit if it's okay with you. I'm going to start out any time of year. Please be sure you have adequate identification for your pet.
Yes.
On their collar. And preferably the RFID chip, and make sure that your contact information is up to date. Because if you get separated, it's the best chance of getting them back to you as quickly as possible. Then with this hot weather, and you know, it's any weather really, but during the hot weather, yes, our pets, they eliminate heat from their body through their respiration. So we need to be sure that they have a place where they have cool air, at least moving air, so it moves that hot air they're moving out. Make sure they have plenty of fresh, cool water, not cold water. We don't want to upset their GI system, but we want them to have cool water because as they're eliminating moisture, they have to be able to replace that moisture. And remember, people talk about clipping their pets in the summer. You can if you want, but you don't have to. That insulates them from the heat as well as from the cold. But the most important thing is making sure that your pet is adequately groomed. Those mats prevent them from having that advantage of that insulation on their body.
Now, I know that, if I can jump in, I know the Portuguese water dogs out there are loving you because they're like, we want to have our nice outfit on, Dr. Bailey. We need to make sure we have a little bit of insulation. You talked a little bit about respiration, and I think maybe you can help us out. We have skin pores.
Right.
Dogs and cats don't. Can you talk about the paws and the panting? What's going on?
Well, actually, they have pores in their nose.
Okay.
Not throughout their body.
Okay.
Their heat, if you touch their pads are going to be extremely warm. That's because of the fact they have a lot of blood vessels down through there.
Excellent.
And where I was going is you want to be sure if you're taking them out for a walk, that if it's in the middle of the day, that asphalt, that concrete, or if you're at the beach, the sand is not too hot. And if you do have a pet who is breathing fast, is drooling a lot, their membranes get very pale, where they're not steady, they may be suffering from heat stress or heat stroke. So get them into a cool area, a fan going on them, a fan that protects them so they can't stick their nose or their tail in through it.
Yeah.
You can put cool compresses, wrong direction, on their feet, and that will help draw the heat out of their body through their pads even. But we don't want them to burn their pads on those hot surfaces.
Now, in my other job, I'm a master instructor in pet first aid, work with a lot of veterinarians, and you touched upon cool water, not ice. And in our classes, we tell our students, ice, ice, not nice, baby. So tell us, what's the danger of wanting to put cold pack of frozen veggies on their bellies or give them ice cubes? What's going on?
That sudden coolness can cause their blood vessels to constrict and actually prevent blood from circulating through their vital organs. So we don't need to go into details. Just don't cool water. Put it on their feet. Yes, which will draw. I don't know if you noticed, but some of the fire departments for their firefighters actually have cooling things where they put their hands into their cooling devices to cool their entire devices. So we're doing the same thing.
What about sunscreen? What's the deal for dogs, cats?
Oh, you are up on things. Yes. Dogs and cats get sunburned and can even get cancer. So yes, there is sunscreen for your pets. I would talk to your veterinarian. They're going to tell you what's best for your particular pet.
All right. Can we move to floods for 200, Dr. Bailey?
Let's move on.
Oh my gosh. The Midwest and other places are getting walloped. Streets have turned into rivers, currents. What is the danger with floods for our pets and what can we do?
Where I live, we had flash floods just on Monday. So it can happen. So here's the first thing. Have a go bag made for your pet. This should include their leash, their water, their food, their medications, their medical history. If a cat, you can take one of those shirt boxes and that folds down and you can use that for their litter box. And
good.
If you're traveling, you can use that for that also. But pre-planning, do this beforehand. Like that ID I talked about, have the go bag made. And yes, you can also use it as their travel suitcase if you travel with your pets. And the idea is you can just grab it and go because flash flood doesn't tell you it's coming.
Nope. So where are you in the country? Tell us a little bit about what happened on Monday.
I live in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. And I'm wrong. It was Sunday. But yes, I live in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. We landed after coming back home. And all of a sudden, we see the rivers by us are coming up right to the banks.
Oh, my gosh. And you have a senior dog, too. Tell us a little bit about Sasha.
17-year-old Sasha. She's a rescue dog. I'll be honest. We didn't know what she was. We thought she was a Mutzkie. We did the genetic test on her and found out she was over 70% Swedish Valhoun, Swedish cattle dog. You're right. I'd never heard of her either before, and I'm a veterinarian. But I looked her up, and the picture on Wikipedia could have been her.
She would never tell you. She loves you. She loves you. So currents, what's the danger with floods? You're trying to get out, and what can we do? Leashes, I mean, carriers, what tell us?
Any kind of adverse weather has its adverse effects for everybody. Here's one of the first things I tell. When you evacuate, do not leave your pets behind. Take them with you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Preferably, you've identified beforehand where you would go. You want to be sure if you're going to a shelter, it's a pet-friendly shelter, because not all of them allow pets. Some of them do have auxiliary boarding facilities associated with them. If you're going to go to a hotel, make it to a hotel that will. And even if you're going to visit your family, make sure they do not mind that you bring Fluffy with you.
Okay. Well, or in my case, 5 pets.
Talk to them beforehand. Prepare them, the pets and the family.
Let's talk about the floods too. The water, what's in that water and why is it important when you're in a safe place to really kind of rinse everything?
Okay. Any of these disasters we're talking about, the concerns, floods you're asking about specifically, that flood water is highly contaminated. It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of how much. So plan on it. Do not let your pets go outside and drink that flood water. And by the way, you're talking about 20 ounces per 10 pounds of water per day that they need. So you want to have some extra water if you're staying at home, or if you're taking with it, that should be in your go bag, at least some water taking with you. So you don't want them drinking that water that's outside. Plus, no matter whether it's a hurricane, whether it's floods, if they're out there playing in the water, wandering the water, you don't know what's under the surface. So you want to be sure that you limit their exposure to that water, not only because it's contaminated water, but because of debris that could be underneath that water.
Let's say the G word, Giardia. What the heck is that? Don't be eating everybody while you're tuning in. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's right. Giardia, let's just say it, as well as other bacterial infections and parasitic infections, can be in that water. It is not filtered. So when I'm talking about contamination, I'm talking about microbiologic contamination. I'm talking about chemical contamination. I'm talking about foreign debris contamination. So we do not want them drinking that water that's outside, even though you say it's water, dogs can handle it. And then a few days later, you're looking for an emergency hospital.
We got to go to the big F, fire, 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 fire. I spent many years in California, Oceanside. Fires scare me. What are some of the things that we need to be worried about with fire? It's not just the flames, right?
All right. Well, once again, I'm repeating myself. Yes. Identification and go bag. Have it ready so you can go and take your pet with you. When it comes to fire, let's start out from distance, because we've had fires, remember, in Canada, but we had smoke here in the eastern United States.
You're right.
So you have to be careful, because that smoke is an irritant, particularly if you have a pet who has some kind of respiratory disease. But even not, it can lead to respiratory disease. Take them out for short periods of time. If you see soot building up, be sure you clean their mouth and their nose and their fur, because you don't want them licking anything off of their paws, off of their fur. Keep your windows closed.
Now, I do work with a lot of EMTs and paramedics and firefighters in my first aid program, and they said there's a line, close before you doze. In other words, they're saying if you can, have your pets sleep with you in the bedroom with the door shut to the bedroom in case there's a fire in the house. Have you heard that expression?
I haven't heard that expression, but it makes good sense. First of all, believe it or not, your pets are probably going to save you if there's something goes on. So if there's a fire in the house, they will hear it, they will feel it, they will smell it before you do. And they're going to get anxious and they're going to wake you up. So that's your protection. Also, if you can have one room where you close everything down, that includes sometimes pushing things underneath of the door itself so that smoke cannot get in. You do not want to leave the windows open when it's a very smoky environment. And if you have the advantage, you can even have some sort of filtering system, which helps filter the air, and it's easier to do in one room than multiple rooms in your house.
All right. Now, it's an old one, but it's a needed to say, don't leave your dog or cat in a car and go into the shopping mall. Please tell me what's going on.
This is one of the things I tell people. You wouldn't leave your children, I hope, in a car. If you figure you're out with your pet, and let's first talk about you're taking your pet in the car. Lots of people do. I personally do not recommend having them riding on your lap if you are the driver.
Oh,
why?
Thank
because
you.
They could grab that steering wheel and cause an accident. But even if there's nothing that they've caused, if you're in an accident, the pet is in between you and the airbag. It can be catastrophic. Now, you're taking your pet out with you. If you're driving with the windows open, the pet should be secured in the car through a pet safe harness system so they can't jump out of the window. They love, I know, the air, but we don't want them hitting the ground or getting away. Now, you stop and say, oh, I need to pick up something at the store. I'm just going to run in for a minute. You run in, takes longer than you think. You're fine. You left the car running with the air conditioning. Modern cars have timers on them. They turn the cars off. So you think the air conditioning's running, those cars heat up over 100 degrees in minutes.
Wow. I love that you said not on the lap. I also want people to know they really shouldn't be riding shotgun next to you in the passenger seat. I'm just thinking of the windshield propulsion, right?
That's why those pet-approved harness systems are great, because they clip into the seat belts.
Yeah.
But preferably treat them like a child under 40 pounds in the back of the car.
In the back.
Not in a pickup bed.
Thank you. I know you're the president of the ABMA. You got all these duties, but what is something that dogs, cats have made you a better human for? What would you say?
They make me aware. They make me aware of other people. And my particular critter, if she senses I have a little bit of stress, she has a way of telling me. She comes and puts her head up in my hand and says, pet me. And you know, yeah, she's getting something out of it, but really, she's usually doing it in times when she feels stress in me.
And your blood pressure is dropping thanks to Sasha, right?
Correct. Pets are wonderful for blood pressure control.
You need to brag a little bit about the AVMA. The stats that I have say that you guys have about 111,000 veterinarians all over, and you've been around since, not you, but the AVMA, since 1863. How important is the AVMA today?
The AVMA is the primary voice for veterinary professionals in the United States. However, we're not just the United States. We're a voice for veterinarians and human health care. Veterinarians, we have what's called One Health: animal health, human health, environmental health. Veterinarians are the world-recognized experts on One Health. AVMA, and you can find more information on avma.org. You'll be surprised to find out how One Health is a way that veterinarians help keep everybody healthy. And you know, what do veterinarians do? You know that rabies vaccine that we give your dog and cat? I ask people, why do we give it? They say to protect the dog and cat. That's true, but we do it to protect you.
Yes. Nobody wants rabies shots.
No, you don't want rabies shots, and you do not want rabies. It is a nearly fatal disease in all cases if not treated.
So you are a radiologist, right? Your certification.
Right.
So when you were a little boy, I guess you grew up in Jersey, just like my producer, Mark Winter. He grew up in Jersey, New Jersey.
Great state.
Yes. So what made you say, one day I am going to be a veterinarian and not a painter or a rock star? What made you make that call?
Well, you know, I could have been either of those, because I love tinkering on things.
All right.
I'm musically inclined, but veterinary medicine, science, helping animals has always been the primary focus for me. And I'd say I knew I was going to be a veterinarian since I was in junior high school, if not before. My parents always said I was a dog whisperer. I'd have a dog, they'd come over, and never saw them before, and all of a sudden we were fast friends.
Come on, get into the dog mind. They sniff you. They know this is a cool dude, right?
You know, never having been a dog, I can't speak for them, but I think they know.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. So we did forget one more Mother Nature and icky, and that is tornadoes. Can you touch upon that?
Well, you know, everything which we have said can be covered for tornadoes or hurricanes or volcanoes even.
Okay. Yeah, we got to include our friends from Hawaii. Yes.
That's right. Well, even the Pacific Northwest.
And the Pacific Northwest.
That's right. So it comes down to, do not leave your pets behind. Have the identification. Have a go bag ready, because you never know when you're going to have something. Hurricanes. If they say leave, I would recommend you do, but still it comes down to plan beforehand. If I'm going to leave, where am I going to go? Where is a safe area? And make sure it's a place you can take your pet.
What do you think about having little test runs where you time the family to get everybody out of the house with the pets and the go bags? What do you think of that idea? Make it fun for the pets, right?
That's right. I have a son who is a paramedic firefighter.
Oh, and awesome.
He always says that it is good. You know, you hear me talk about pre-planning. He says, you pre-plan. Let everybody know. Let's say they're not at home with you. Where are you going to meet up?
All right. You talked about the identification. I know there's some places where you can actually, if you are not at home and the pet is at home, that a firefighter, if you have some identification that says you have two dogs and a cat at home, your son is a paramedic. What do you think about adding that kind of ID? I know there's a group called Save My Pet ID. It's a wonderful woman. She does it for the kindness of her heart. But what do you think about having something on you that says you have pets at home?
It's always good to have something that tells people where family members are located. It's good to have that identification on your window so the firefighters know there's a good chance that there's a pet inside here. But even more, if you're leaving the home, hopefully taking your pets with them, put a note on the door that says, all pets removed, so they do not have to worry about that house.
Yeah. So how long has your son been a paramedic?
Oh, 15 years or more.
So medicine and helping others kind of is in your DNA for the Bailey bunch, right?
Oh, yeah. All of us. We won't go into detail, but all of us Baileys, there's four in my immediate household, and we all are involved with first responders and healthcare.
All right. I always ask my guests this question. If you could have one trait of a dog or a cat, what would it be and why? We're talking to the AVMA president, Dr. Michael Q. Bailey.
Oh, you know, there's so many, but I think it's really a matter of how do I make it so that these individuals know that we are friends. All of us are friends. And our pets, dogs and cats, even those cats, remember, you don't own a cat. They own you. And
That's right.
Look out for people who may not feel comfortable around them, but they're not trying to be mean. They're trying to say, hey, I'm a cat. I love people and I want to be around you too.
Nice. So it is that ability of our dogs and cats to kind of read the room, right?
Correct. They can break the ice better than anything.
Hey, everybody, we've been speaking with Dr. Michael Q. Bailey, the president of the American Veterinary Medical Association. That site has a lot of great tips on safety for the weather and beyond. Go to avma.org. You survived being on O Behave with Arden Moore, Dr. Bailey. What do you think?
I think it's great. But you know, I also want to say, make sure you have a relationship with your local veterinarian because they're a good source of information. Yep. They know your pet better than anybody. And not just your veterinarian, but your veterinary healthcare team. They are there to help you and your pet. A lot of the questions we're talking about, they can answer to and be more specific about your particular Fluffy.
Very good advice. Hey, that's it for our show today. I also want to thank my producer, Mark Winter. And Pet Life Radio is the largest pet radio network on the planet. And O Behave has been on the air since 2007. So check us out at PetLifeRadio.com and go to PetFirstAidForYou.com and see what I do to help also save lives. Take care. And I only have two words for all you 2, 3, and 4-leggers out there. Obehave.
Coast to coast and around the world, it's Obehave with Arden Moore. Find out why cats and dogs do the things they do and get the latest buzz from wagging tongues and tails in Rin Tin Tinseltown. From famous pet experts and best-selling authors to television and movie stars, you'll get great tail-wagging pet tips and have a fur-flying fun time. Obehave with America's pet edutainer, Arden Moore. Every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.